This is Saturday Night with the Poet's Haven. Our first poet at the mic tonight is K.D. Morris.
I'll do a couple of pieces here that I've written recently. This one is called Writer's Block is Back. You got your radio on WELOUD with the speakers blaring like Sunday morning and Harlem horns blowing Coltrane and body. Everybody's got somewhere to be in a rush to the block at the end of the line just to be the first kid on their blocks to get whatever the man is selling this week. And you have nothing to write about? All day you sit in front of a monitor monitoring what other people do, and when it's time to write about it, what's the first thing you do? Blame me. And I wasn't anywhere around, nor in sight. You walk around with pieces of paper and partial ideas for pieces and arrows that point to words, slashes through fonts that can't get a metaphor through the door, stanzas out of whack, can't keep a simile intact. Put that pen back, Jack, writer's block is back, to make you and your head hurt with envy. Some would like to think that they contributed to the moment when faith lost hope and the sword bled ink onto blistered angry fingers, finding blame in every unread book on your shelf. Don't make me make you buy a number two pencil. So put that pen back. Writer's block is back to keep you up all night like a horny lover who can't get enough attention in the gloom of a lonely bedroom with his right hand on the remote and his left, the chicken that he chokes. This ain't no joke, Jack. Step back. Writer's block is back. Because all day you ran your mouth about what other people do in their lives, and now you have nothing to say. And we already knew that Clay was that way long before the news hit the headlines across the U.S. of A. I mean, look at it this way. I'm writer's block. That writer's blame when they stop writing. And it ain't my fault that you stayed up all night with a pen and pad, fighting the feeling to write about the sensations of silence, variations of violence. Your words are potential poetical prisoners of war. Give them free, oh, freedom in a promised land. Let the spirit control your hand and step back, Jack. Writer's block is back, because it's so sad to say the only part of some American history you recall is Independence Day with Will Smith and Wesson fighting and shooting aliens at Fort Bragg, but not the power. Damn good movie lasted almost 2 hours, so it's time to transform and roll out, shave, shower, and shine. That it's time that you realize that writer's block is back to make it hot. And it's on and popping and still fighting, but I can't exist if you don't stop writing. Thank you. I wrote that for my students because I teach poetry at Temple University, and I give them assignments, and they come and say, well, I had nothing to write about. So that killed all excuses. This one is called You Knew What It Meant. Spent time loving you, and you knew what it meant. Held your hands, your attention, and we conversations, and you knew what it meant. I was there while gone, gone not for long, and you knew what it meant. In the loneliness of darkness with just you and I, alone in the beating, pulsating thrill of two hearts massaged by kisses wet, fingertips making us feel good, alone setting the mood in the good of our darkness. But it's going to be missed if you make me leave you this way. We used to pretend to be alone in a crowded room in the corner of our world, complete with muffled moans, dancing without music, to hummed rhythms of Nina Simone, tunes in your ear, let's make private sounds until the sun comes up, lay in our lust until noon, and soon it will be time to say goodbye if you make me leave you this way. I mean, you were an angel when you would wrap your wings around me as we filled the air room and mood with moments with sweet and sweat evaporated movements. And you knew what it meant when I used to beg for darkness to be still, to hold its position while I longed to kiss you in the middle of a metaphor and the darkness of not knowing why. So don't make me leave you this way. My life was filled with lies, shuffled by a deck of fresh alibis, heavy sighs and tear-filled eyes when I cried. You knew what it meant when I first met you. I remember when we first met with a part of me missed. Now we misunderstand why our misinterpretations of intent, misconceptions missed their mark, and now I miss standing over you, watching lungs and chest up and down breathing, in and out air up and down heart beating, in and out out of my mind over you in the dark. And you knew what it meant for love you this way when I used to beg for darkness to be still, Hold its position while I long to kiss you in the middle of a metaphor in the darkness of not knowing why. So don't make me leave you this way, because you know what it means for me this way to love you. Thank you. This one is called I Want to Be Kissed. I want to touch your hand and you in ways that cause the molecules to dance with the air to music indigenous to our culture. I need you to be the light that shines through my window, waking and warming me at sunrise to start my day. I want to be kissed by you in such a way that I lose my identity, taken so far away by it that I grasp at time, time when grappling hooks will be needed to rescue me from your embrace. I want this kiss to paralyze me, immobilize my intent, blind me to the reality of others, and then introduce me to your world. The world is yours, and I won't fight the feeling. I want this kiss to cause time to envy your existence, the sun, your warmth, patience, your compassion. I want to be kissed in the rain, a blizzard. I want your kiss to cause a mudslide within me and get so deep down and dirty that it deletes my pride without prejudice. Kiss during a verse sang by Ella in the middle of a thought that is translated by sound that perched lips make when they come up for air. I want to be kissed. A kiss that allows me to watch you from afar and across the room. That make me go in search of you on the sunny side of the moon at high noon with a solar-powered flashlight. With my eyes closed so that I may feel your lips touch and dance across my face, across memories, miles, and fate. And this kiss will never let me feel alone, even when you are not around for me to hear and feel your breath on my cheek. I'm not afraid to be made weak by your kiss, one that makes me hold on to hope, fall in love with chance. Long forever to be kissed by the one who loves mirrors and the reflection of love's infectious confections as misappropriated kisses stolen while witnesses and ornery onlookers watch feverishly in favor as the voyeur in them gets a treat. Remember, I want to touch your hand, caress your spirit, breathe your breath and dance with the magic of you to music indigenous to our culture. All this from a kiss. Yeah. That kind of kiss that will cast shadows on mountains, fill valleys with friends smiling, waving well wishes in sky with cloud-shaped wonders of you, all looking for a way to live vicariously in the experience of us as we kiss. Thank you. This is called Tears, Raindrops, and Snowflakes. This is no joyous occasion, but yet I smile, because sometimes, every time I look up into the sky and see gray clouds, I look forward to watching raindrops commit suicide, jumping like tears and ancestors off of slave ships, falling like angels cast out by the Most High. And when it snows, I watch as the flakes float into flames out of curiosity, just to see what hell feels like. You see, like drops in snow, I have gone through extremes of pleasure and pain, debated death and defended life without compromising my own compassion for my own survival. And since my first arrival, I was destined to be with and among the best. You see, in this thing called life, you rarely get to do it twice. So this is my second coming, my second chance to make right my transgressions against my inner God and people who are quick to say that he's got the devil in him. But those same people cannot accept having God in them. And they say that the sins of the Father are inherited by the Son. If this is all that my father had to offer, don't need it, don't want to repeat it. I got my own demons to confide in. So I hired a monastery to pray for sanctuary and hope that they don't find me. But they are haunting me, creeping from behind me. Is it my shadow? Is it paranoid? No, that is just the light of the Most High when it was shining through and coming out from within. So I stopped running, stood still, relaxed and chilled and accepted myself for who I am and the clue that I am and all that I am meant to be. There was a time when I was in need of comfort, but there was no one there to bless me. Spent time with lovers and others who pretended to be there for me, reaching out to me with laughter and knives in my back. inflicted instances of insanity on unsuspecting subjects who, through their own misunderstanding of me, now can't stand me. And I don't care. Suggested that I should. But where's the satisfaction in the thing they call compassion? And my inner God is upset with me because I have not reached my full potential. My fear of failure no longer mental, yet it gives me great pleasure to watch his tears, raindrops, and snowflakes fall nobly to their demise with no chance of rebirth, never to come again. So within these words, I had no more tears. No more last year shall I remember. Born on a chilly December morn, smile for me, the more my passing. And remember that I found pleasure in tears that fell ever so gently from the heavens, carried slowly to the earth by snowflakes. And just know that when I get there, God will be waiting. Thank you. That's on my CD, Soldiers, Demons, and Redemption. And this one is called Waking Up to Poetry. I woke up this morning with renewed faith in a new place in my life and informed of others' causes because last night I was at a venue, met a woman. I mean, this sister would step up, then down, leaving behind the applause of the crowd that stomped and screamed, swapping handshakes and high fives. Never before have I witnessed such energy, and all I wanted to do was touch her. A lifetime worries how far she was as she sampled my dreams and mixed them with her reality. And while mastering metaphors and similes, an elevating orgasm is what she delivered when she came last night. And when we came last night, 3 minutes is all it lasted. But not once did she say her name. But I was delighted and inspired as she spoke clearly, preaching and teaching of Solomon Linda, who in 1939 wrote the song in Bube. He was never paid for what we know to be a lion sleeps tonight, heard in The Lion King. And you should have heard a rendition of Ralph Ginsberg as the blood and tears fell from the trees and flowed through time after 100 years of lynchings. Oh, yeah, me and my baby, we got it on with literary quotes and passages of Khalil Gibran explaining how Satan is necessary for man's spiritual balance and how a passion and greed has created the slave. She spoke highly of our brothers Malcolm, Martin, and Elisha. Turned me on to the eye and the ceiling of Eugene Redmond after spilling trilogies of anthologies that mindsets me about the Illuminati and volunteer slavery. A great war. Wars and famines by politicians and polluting our schools with rhetoric and the false hope of our diverse future for us all. Lies, 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 the crowd scream as the words and lyrics sang of the destruction of a black civilization. And we still fight for reparations and a fair economy that the man won't let us see. But today, some of us, not all of us, but some of us will reduce our education or limit our conversations to the weather or sports, just to hide what knowledge we really have of that freedom fighter or wrong writer in Zimbabwe. She said to free yourself of this oblivious consciousness. Bury a book in your backyard. Watch as that tree of knowledge grows from within your community. And name that tree Library. And the villagers will come help raise this child, reaching out with as many arms embracing your mind as leaves turn freely in the wind. And I felt her words. Oh, how I felt her words burn deep inside me as she added, each one, teach one, that charity is really a thing called love. And asked, what is it that you have to give? Yeah, she did all this to me in one night. 3 minutes, all it lasted. Not once did she say her name. But I fell to my knees, begged, pleaded with her, asking her, baby, why must you be shared, elevated, and out of reach when I can't even touch you? And through patience and the coming of a new day, the answer came and I found myself waking up with poetry. And I woke up this morning with renewed faith in a new place in my life and informed of others' causes. Thank you. It's called Submission. If yours was the only applause, I would bow and vow never to harm you, never to go astray. Tonight we came together out of lust by sunrise to be out of need. Our bodies entwined and our joints are still together because we are there out of passion and greed when two souls became one and one we thought was fun. And now I realize that it's not out of love anymore. So in order for me to love you, I have to ask, can I? Can I make believe that this is you? The water that rains from my shower, running down the side of my body, baby, like a mountain. make believe that you love only me, and that the smiles that you bring home at the end of the day are filled with thoughts and happiness of me. And come just a little bit closer and share with me that sweet sticky thing we'll call love, as we harmonize with our shadows and play hide and seek with our silence. Your body becomes one syllable of passion as we make love under the stars and unfold time like a blanket to rest comfortably in a love that we just shared. And baby, can you love too? Because if yours was the only applause, I would bow and vow never to harm you, never go to astray. And I would always be there as your friend. And if I had more time, I would never, ever let this poem end. Thank you. My name's Katie Morris. I'm out of Philadelphia.
For information on ordering K.D. Morris's CDs, visit fireandice.com. That's PHYRENEYCE.com. You can also find him at myspace.com/KD Morris. Now here's John Anderson with All Right With You.
No. Thanks.
Find John online at myspace.com/BickleBrother. The wonders of modern technology now make it possible for poets to read to a live open mic audience right here in Northeast Ohio from almost anywhere in the world. We tried this out at Angel Falls in Akron on October 25th.
Hello, my name is Catherine Zaleski, and I've been writing on Vertigo's poetry site for well over 5 years, and I would like to read a poem right now. I'm in Philadelphia where the World Series is playing. I'm going to be reading my most recent poem, which was written on September 10th. It's untitled, Permanent Apparel Towards the Wrong Way, and the Offset Illusions of Difficulties, the History of Memory, and how the needlessness is altogether ordinary, a big mouth and wild-eyed sort of spacious creation inside my heart and head of filtering images. So I stand on one foot and bring sorrow to my feet like a bootlicker of a cowboy junkie. I lie as if my broken upper lip was just a mistake, a raw excuse to feel the blood drip down my flesh-worn skin, withdrawal like a new science, a real piece of favorites that I keep hidden inside my obvious palm of sweaty prayers. I see through the linen hanging on the inside windows of some room across my sight, and I think about all the different ways I've seen the same shapes but during a different night, and I sit staring, contemplating the worldly events that have taken place that are out of my control, beyond my knowledge, through the same day as my heart beats, and I can't understand. In the passenger seat of some broken-down dream, I look around in observation and curiosity, how the street signs have added post-it notes, stop, in red octagon-shaped face, while the added letters spell out animals or rape. How the peeling of Trinity buildings make useful backdrops for photo shoots. The way the brick exposes years of unkempt solutions, forgotten features of architecture and freedom around the corner. Through diseases of malaria in Africa, fountains of youth in Asia that stream towards the peninsula, I've closed my eyes towards it all. In some fashion of isolation as I stare endlessly towards the same window on another night in the same city I keep stalling in. I hold dearest the truth of spoken words that I seem to lose in broken brown paper bags. My swollen tongue goes unnoticed in the pouring rain of some great city I once knew, that I've become stranger in, that turns away as I become poor and wilted, in a fever to leave me with. Like the strangers in some room a story high from me, I go, walk like speech towards a beautiful white light that he speaks about late at night, that I can't feel but could only imagine while my bones become cold. But I listen. I wait. And through the window again, on another night, while the world around me, the sky above, and below the ocean I've stolen some war I won in my heart, I dream. How the stars fall, how versatile the blue becomes, the daylight and pictures of scenery the photographer failed to develop. I see it in a blank stare towards a crumbled building I lost control from in a city that doesn't know me. I wait. I still wait. Another day and a permanent appeal towards the wrong way. Thank you very much. That was a poem I had written about Philadelphia, and I appreciate everybody for listening.
Christopher Frankie just slipped me a note. He says, if you call in a poem, does that mean you are a phony poet? Thank you, Kathy. You can find many of Catherine's poems at poetshaven.com in both the galleries and the forum. She also blogs and bulletins at myspace.com/poetshaven. Next, we have a poem from Mary Trezillo.
This poem is actually dedicated to a man by the name of Jack Haldeman, who is Joe Haldeman's brother. I wrote it shortly after Jack passed away, unfortunately. F-A-Q. Is death contagious? Death is transmitted by a spire sheet endemic to fresh peaches, phytoplanktons, and dreams of empty houses. Does death wear a disguise? Death has a splendid set of polished pewter teeth worn only at the decease of royal infants. Is it true that a new dessert incorporates sugar, creme fraiche, and crystallized death? What is the calorie count per 100 grams? You would find that fatiguing. Is it polite to hum along if the bereaved bursts into flames? Should one intervene before the etheric stage? Yes, and never. I have seen skeins of gray linen draped on bare trees. Are these sacks of freshly laid death eggs? One should not offend the modesty of mothers. Might one dance with death at an afternoon tea and still call oneself holy, if decorously clad? What is death's favorite beverage? Should bottles of absinthe be concealed when death visits? Absinthe is entirely correct, garnished with fresh thujone. Can death estivate in the shells of fighting conchs? In temperate zones. Does death preen before mirror staged in infinite regression? Wouldn't you? If death is seen walking on an interstate carrying a leaking gas can, should one offer assistance? How could you resist? Is it true that if you draw four deuces in a row, or if you fail to promote an eligible pawn, death will slash your hamstrings? This is a superstition promoted by Borges cultist and the penitentes. Does death experience orgasm? Only if you like. Am I going to die? No. Is anybody I know going to die? Only persons you know very remotely. Your touch conveys immortality. Does the thicket conceal death better at dawn or dusk? Both. Does death have a favorite number? Yes. Does death have a hometown, a native language, a weakness for Liebfraumilch? Yes. Will I know to close my eyes? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mary Trezillo's latest books are Dragon Soup with Marge Simon and the Pushcart Prize-nominated Your Cat and Other Space Aliens. Both are available from Van Zeno Press or from online booksellers. Find out more at marytrezillo.com. Thank you to all of tonight's performers and listeners. Tonight's show was recorded at Angel Falls Coffee in Akron, Ohio, online at angelfallscoffee.com, at Mugswigs Coffee and Tea Company in Canton, Ohio, online at mugswigs.com, and at Cool Beans Cafe in Medina, Ohio, online at coolbeansbistro.com. The final Saturday Night with the Poets Haven open mic event of 2008 will be December 6th at the Phoenix Cafe in South Euclid, featuring poets Diane Borsnick and Dominica Sanchez. Watch my publisher's blog on poetshaven.com for announcements as dates and locations are finalized for 2009. If you would like to read for this podcast but cannot come to an open mic event, you can record your own reading and email it as an MP3 or an Ogg Vorbis file to podcast@poetshaven.com. You can also call 1-888-811-0041 to record your reading over the phone. Please call from a landline to ensure an audible recording, and remember to introduce yourself before reading your poetry. Each call is limited to 10 minutes. We'll be back in 1 week with more poetry and music as another episode of Saturday Night with the Poets Haven streams your way. This is Vertigo.